Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So these Instagram filters, we keep seeing them brought up in lawsuits. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, now Meta, also has taken over Instagram, is being sued as a result of the mental health that his platforms have caused the youth. And the filters have been a big part of it. Now, some of you may say, well, good, it's a long time coming. Some of us are like, well, who else is then going to get sued? I mean, I grew up in the 80s, and when you would watch Dallas, Sue Ellen would have this filter. They would do these shows in the 80s where it would be a little fuzzy, Love Boat, where they would do a close-up, and it would look kind of fuzzy, and my mom's like, they have a filter. And I'm like, why are they doing that? Why can't we just look at the person who they are? And as you would run into a star every now and then, they looked way different from the Inquirer or People magazine or the TV show. They looked taller or they looked shorter. They looked heavier or they looked skinnier. Their hair was nothing like it looked like in the pictures of the movies. And so people in on their album cover or in pictures that they take or movies or whatever, they look different. And so the difference here is youth have been on social media without parental supervision, and they will see their friend looking all cute and perfect, and then they think that they don't look like that, and that something's wrong because all their friends look exquisite, and then they could develop a body dysmorphic disorder. And that's where the root of this is coming from. People have killed themselves because of their interaction with social media. And luckily for me, I had a mom or an older sister that said, oh, that's ridiculous. That's not the way they look. Look at the filter. Look at what they're doing. Look at the makeup. My mom was always big on, they're in bed, right? There's a scene where they're going to sleep or they're talking at night, and the woman is completely made up. They're like, why is she wearing lipstick in bed? And so I've known from day one that Hollywood knows how to, with lighting, figure out how to make somebody look good. But apparently the Gen Zs don't. And we're having all these mental health crises such that Mark Zuckerberg is getting sued. Meta is being sued by the state of Massachusetts, complaining that Zuckerberg allegedly dismissed concerns about features on Instagram having a negative impact on users' mental health. And part of that was he was asked to remove the plastic surgery filters on Instagram that would change the way people look and their face. And, I mean, I have Instagram. They have these filters that change the lighting. But I got to tell you, if I take a bad picture, none of those filters really help. If I take a good picture, I notice I like the way I look in all of the filters. Now, maybe one might make my hair look blonder, less orange, because sometimes the hair starts to get a little a little more rusty looking, you know, when the toner washes out. Maybe I have fewer roots showing up in some of the filters, but if it's a good picture of my face, it doesn't matter what filter. If it's a bad picture, none of the filters can make it look better. So I either have to throw the picture out or just post it anyway. But if Meta is going to get sued for allowing people to take their picture and do a different, in fact, I could even do a filter with this. Hold on a second. On my video, I could actually change the filter while we do this. And I probably should start doing it because I might as well look better. You see how I could change a filter? Now, this is my Facebook Live. I think it's going to make people dizzy. But you can actually, I like the one where there's sparklies. I don't like this filter at all. Oh, my gosh. Some of these filters. And then I guess you can make yourself look like a cat. I think that's really stupid. But anyway, I'm changing the filters right now. And I think the average person, oh boy, that's a horrible filter. Let me just get rid of all that. I think the average person should know that there are filters and that people could be putting fake pictures up. Where I think the problem arises is if it's a non-Instagram photo where you have stars, where you see them at Walmart or you see them, you know, walking around, and then they, the next day take a picture where they look completely different. Does that mean they get sued? I think we just have to have a collective understanding that whatever you see online could be fake. I mean, I got some bad roots. I tried to pluck my eyebrows. These are not my real eyebrows. I actually usually have one eyebrow, but I make two for the TV. Now, my teeth, hey, usually are a little bit more yellow because I've worn down all the enamel. And so I think we should just kind of teach the average kid. I'm not saying not to sue Mark Zuckerberg, but my thing is if this goes through and he gets sued because people are posting pictures of themselves or using filters to make themselves look better, then what's going to happen to Hollywood? What's going to happen to New York? What's going to happen to, I mean, everything we do in the arts is cropped and clipped and special lighting, and that's just how we do things. That's just how it's all good. Photography. Is every photographer going to get sued? Because somebody's like, I never get to see the wilderness looking like this. My trip camping was horrible, and I was supposed to be able to see bison, and I didn't get to. And so I'm mixed on that because I do want to protect adolescent mental health. I do want to protect misinformation that people are getting, although what's being called misinformation was actually correct, and what's true is being called misinformation, so that's all a mess. But I think we all have to have conversations with our youth, like my mom did, saying, well, that's fake, that's fake, that's fake. And let the kids see that these pictures are choreographed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I was born in L.A., went to undergrad for medical school my last year at UCLA. So I took the 405. I've been on the I-10 in Los Angeles, and it has been a bear. When we drive from Phoenix to L.A., you take the I-10. I-10 always pretty crowded, but it is one of the biggest arteries of the Southern California freeway. And it is now closed in both directions between the 110 freeway and Alameda Street. And we're being told it is closed indefinitely. An extensive fire near downtown Los Angeles has, quote, indefinitely shut down a huge section of the I-10 freeway. 300,000 daily drivers are on that, and I mean, I understand a lot of people work from home, but still, traffic is still a mess in Southern California. But on Saturday, there was a massive fire that broke out inside a pallet yard below the freeway. It caused, apparently, a state of emergency. Officials say, according to Daily Mail, there is no timetable for reopening, and commuters should try to work from home or plan alternative routes to avoid the traffic headway. Now, this apparently started before 7 a.m. They showed the area that they had to close down. This is not good. And Mayor Karen Bass said, I know we've spent this time trying to encourage people to come back downtown and come back to their offices, but while we are going through this crisis, we would like employees who can have their staff work remotely to do so. Oh, man. And I'm sure some people are actually happy about it because now they don't have to go to work. That would be a great excuse saying, hey, look, I can't come to the office today. Can you still pay me? And I'll do whatever I can from home. But seeing the I-10 freeway close both directions from the 110 freeway and Alameda Street is huge. It sees a daily traffic volume of 287,500 people. You have sporting events. I think the Rams are playing. I forget if I got to look at the schedule. So that could be a pretty big mess. Now, LA Unified Schools are going to remain open. They are expecting some bus routes to be affected. Los Angeles Department of Transportation General Manager Laura Rubio Cornejo advised public transit is the best alternative for those traveling in and around downtown. You know, it's interesting. I have been fascinated looking at pictures of how in New York they built the subway system. Apparently what they did in New York, was it in the 20s? When they dug underground, they put that dirt, that landfill, to help make part of the island, and help build out, I believe, Manhattan Island. And they, there's been some concern that now that might start to become flooded. But, you know, being able to build underneath the city and have such an intricate system before GPS, it's pretty mind-boggling what they were able to do early last century. And same thing with the freeway system. The freeway system, from what I understand, had been started in a way to allow planes to land, where the freeways were supposed to be additional runways for planes if they needed it. I'm not exactly sure. You guys might know more about the background of that. But if, God forbid, we were in a war and we needed immediate transport, and our freeway system is not just for us to go to and from SoFi Stadium, it's for a variety of military measures if needed, as well as arteries to bring food in and out. The even numbers are east-west, I-80 east-west, I-40 east-west, I-10 east-west. The interstates that are odd numbers are north-south, I-15, the 5, the 95, the 75. So those are arteries that are north-south. And there's actually much more of an intricate system than we know about. And so, these planners did it before computers. And I remember being overwhelmed in the 70s by the freeway system. But everybody loved it. My father loved it. You didn't have to stop at stoplights. You didn't get pulled over as much. But we have just gone crazy with freeways now. In fact, you know what we've done with our regular streets? I like it, though, where if you're in the right lane, it'll always have a green light. And so for those that need to turn, it's on some streets. I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know if they have that a lot out east. But in the west, I live in Southern Nevada, there's a couple streets where if you stay in the right lane, you have to know about this ahead of time. You won't have to stop at the stoplight. But there'll be a stoplight for the middle lane and the left lane because the left lane wants to turn. And it's an interesting way of minimizing traffic and accidents. It's usually not at a crosswalk. So when you have a street that's not at a crosswalk and you're bordered by homes or buildings, maybe there's a sidewalk there, do you really need to have that whole area walled off? Can traffic keep going? And so if my husband's in, or my son is in mechanical engineering. We don't have anybody in the family in civil engineering, but whoever manages these streets, it's amazing. I also don't understand how some people always get a green light and always get a red light. I'm the type of person that always gets a red light. I don't know what I have to do to change my commute, but I see people in front of me. They make the green. They make the green. And they just keep going, yet I hit the red light all the time. I'd like to figure that out. And I think there are apps that'll help you figure that out. I'd also like to figure out how to get out of speeding tickets. And I know everybody says, well, don't speed. But I'd like alternative ways to get out of speeding tickets. I don't think I'm speeding. But when it's open road and there's nobody on the road. So for those of you in Southern California, 10 freeway between East LA Interchange and Alameda closed. 10 freeway westbound diverted at Santa Fe Avenue, closed. 5 freeway north and south transition to 10 freeway westbound, closed. 60 freeway transition east and west to 10 freeway westbound, and then Alameda Street, closed. They're all alternative routes. Good luck with all of that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So return to the office. We're starting to see some back and forth where many companies are like, we're done. You have got to at least be here 3-4 days a week. In fact, I've been offered some teaching jobs. And I'm like, great, I could teach remotely. They're like, no, we still need you to come in a couple days a week. And I don't blame them. You know, I just don't live in those states, so I can't take those jobs. But when I taught, oh, it's like night and day. Knowing that medical students are being taught remotely scares the hell out of me. I don't want our future doctors to be remote learners. When I taught in medical school, I would connect with those students. I called them on their name. I would when I'd say, all right, can you see the eardrum? Yeah. I go, could you really? I won't tell anybody. Did you really see it? No. Let's try it. I'll show you. Could you guys feel the thyroid? It's okay. You could tell me. Could you feel it? No. Okay. I'll show you how to feel it. How the hell are kids, students, over a computer, really getting that hands-on? Now, somebody will say, well, older medical students will get to have that hands-on. It's a crapshoot who's your teacher and if they're really going to care. And so I really do believe that there's a different quality of work that gets done. Now, on the flip side, I work remotely, seeing patients during telemedicine, and I'll work up until 10 o'clock at night. I'll work as early as 6 a.m. I love the idea that I could work throughout the day. And if I wanted to work early, I can work early. If I want to work late, I can work late. So the quality they're getting is a lot more flexibility in my time. And they're getting me at non-working hours, which is a huge benefit to them. But on the flip side, you know, they don't have to pay me all day, whether I work or not. I only get paid if I see the patient. So they're only paying me for working. And I think you might start to see a lot of bosses switch to that, going, we're just going to pay you by project. This way, we're not paying for you to play solitaire or watch Netflix or sleep in or call your friend or surf the internet. We'll pay you per project. And that's why these gig working jobs are becoming so huge, because I think a lot of employers are like, this is great. We don't have to pay people on the clock for not working. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. The federal government facing a midnight Eastern Time Friday deadline for running out of funds, presenting House Speaker Mike Johnson with a challenging situation, much like that of his predecessor, Representative Kevin McCarthy. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has suspended his Republican presidential campaign. He had hoped his personal story and positive message would be enough to elevate his campaign. It was not. Tensions escalating in the war between Israel and Hamas once again. Today, Donald Trump Jr. will take the stand again in his father's civil trial. He'll be questioned first by the defense lawyers representing him, his father, and other defendants. A state lawyer is also expected to question him on cross-examination. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So Thanksgiving is coming. And so you would think that, you know, things would be pretty maybe political free. Maybe we could get through Thanksgiving without some politics. A lot of families think differently. We don't want them fighting. We'll all eat some turkey. Eat some stuffing. Eat some yummy food. I like dark meat turkey. I don't like white meat turkey. But I'll eat turkey. And football game, I believe it's the Cowboys and the Commanders. So we got a lot of good stuff coming. Let's get through this without politics. Nope. Nope. The Macy's Day Parade is now going to be facing a lot of drama. The Macy's Day Parade. Apparently 17,000 plus people have signed an online petition. I don't know where the number is right now. So I think it's a, I bet it might be even higher since the story. I want to get the right number. I don't believe it's telling us how many now. I have the petition. It just, 18,000 now. Okay. Where apparently the Macy's Day Parade is not going to be family friendly. And they are concerned that it is going to be a non-binary and transgender extravaganza, quote unquote. The petition was organized by 1 million moms. And the they're concerned that the event will expose tens of millions of viewers at home to the liberal LGBTQ agenda. Now, I don't know much about what's going on with this, but apparently there is going to be certain, shall we say, promotions or balloons or I think Snoopy, Baby Yoda is supposed to be the Zuma. Oh, there's going to be Grogu who plays Baby Yoda. But I think there's going to be two trans Broadway stars in the parade line. I don't mind that, honestly. I think, you know, individuals who are stars that want to be in the Macy's Day Parade is fine. But people want a non-political Macy's Day Parade where they don't have to be cheering on transgender ideology. I, as a doctor, I want us to find a solution for this. The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade started back in 1924. I don't know how it's been raining in recent years because many of us are watching football. I don't think I've had the Macy's Day Parade on since childhood. But I know it's on. I know it's on because everybody says. But companies are now making the decision, and they're being forced to choose between, do you have a transgender LGBTQAI plus individual? I mean, the reason why transgender, some people are like, why is it transgender? Because if you put a female there, how do you know they're gay or not? And somebody's sexual preferences should be private. So if you have a person there and you have to have them wear a sign saying, I'm gay, that's ridiculous. So one way to be, I guess, promotional and obvious about a support for the LGBTQAI plus community is having somebody who is transgender. What I find a little hypocritical, though, with that is many of my transgender patients who I had throughout my practice and many transgender individuals don't want to be known as transgender. They want privacy. Now, you don't get privacy when you start going for sports and trying to gain, you know, Olympic medals and things like that. Then, no, you're giving up your privacy. But with, you know, the average person, they don't want people to know they're transgender. Somebody with true gender dysphoria who looks at their body and says, I don't want a penis. I don't want a vagina. I am in the wrong body. I really don't want to be in this body. It's very challenging for them. They're depressed. They're anxious. And oftentimes, removing their penis doesn't solve the problem. It takes a lot of support. But they don't want the world knowing. When they change their name and change their identity, that's how they want to be known by. They don't want to be known as the singer formerly known as Prince. This is who they are now. So it's you kind of wonder, you know, what is actually the goal? If you are really pro transgender support, you give them privacy. You don't broadcast it all over the place. And so, you know, but, you know, if somebody wants to be, you know, female, if somebody wants to be male, that's their decision. With kids, I'm worried about informed consent. I don't think any surgical procedure should be done on a child who cannot understand the complications therein, the pain that could ensue, as we've had people now sue doctors for the pain they have and the vaginal dryness and their change in height and bone structure and fertility. So a kid cannot give informed consent. And having a parent make that decision for them, or a court make that decision for them, that could possibly cause life-altering changes, we have to have a better, much better system for that. But if an adult wants to be male, female, whatever they want, fine. As long as the taxpayers don't have to pay for it. They can do whatever they want. If I want to identify as a girl, I can identify as a girl. If I want to identify as a Cowboy fan, I can't. If I want to identify as a Commander fan, I can't. Leave me alone. It's my choice. But also understand that it could change. People identify differently. How many Democrats do you know were Republican at one time? How many Republicans do you, or Republicans you know who were Democrat at one time? You could identify. You could identify as an American. You could identify as an Israeli. You could identify as a Palestinian. People change their identity. Identities change. So be very careful doing anything permanent. You know that one teacher that was wearing that pink blouse with those double W breasts while teaching kids shop, which was a possible hazard? I think this year he's back to dressing as a male. Did he change his identity? Did he not like the breasts? How many women change their cup size, do plastic surgery, only to say, I didn't like it, this is not what I wanted? You're allowed to change your mind. And what society has been doing for people in the LGBTQIA plus community is telling them, well, don't change your mind. You can, it's going to hurt the cause. Why are we doing this to people? Why are we making people feel that they have to be, you know, they feel forced? We need to do a much better job allowing the true definition of what these are to pervade. If you are going to be transgender and you are switching genders, that doesn't mean permanent. It also doesn't encompass everything about your body. There are some transgenders that only want to change their sexual organs. And that's it. Or they want to keep their breasts and maybe just dress differently. Or they want to address their hair and just minimize hair growth. When people detransition and they say, I think we made a mistake, we need to all be extremely supportive and we need to ask them, what part did they regret? If they say all of it, we need to get that word out. If they say, I would have never cut off my breasts, I would have never done surgery to the penis, I would have never taken the hormones, we need to talk about that so that if a kid is feeling like they need to make a decision, which, again, I just don't think they have the ability to give informed consent, they at least have proper data. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Brenda asks, what do you do if you get asked a political question during an interview? Now, in her particular case, and I know this is happening a lot, she got asked about how she would handle Roe v. Wade and the access. She was in a healthcare setting. And what to do for a patient who is struggling to get an abortion. And so she asked, what's the best way to answer that? And that's difficult. In fact, it was interesting. I was giving a talk about health, and somebody again brought up, what are you going to, you know, how do you feel about what happened with Roe v. Wade and how people now can't get abortions and they can get abortions in Nevada, they can get abortions in California, they still can get abortions in a lot of areas, but, you know, it's a mess. It was a mess even with Roe v. Wade because each state had their own rules. And as I've always said, keep all government out of it. Keep the taxpayers out of it. Keep Walgreens and pharmacists out of it. Just have it between the person and their doctor. And then we don't involve everybody else's ethics and religion, and we, you know, keep our tax dollars out of it. And I think that will eliminate a lot of problems. But unfortunately, politicians love to keep it political because that causes divide, etc. So as I said with the abortion question issue, it's a little tricky. Because if you're going through an interview, you really should not be asked about politics. But nowadays, people feel so charged politically that they want to know if they're hiring a Trumper, a Nikki Haley supporter, a Biden supporter. They want to know. And so one of you had asked, should I just say I don't watch the news? No. You're not going to get the job if you say you don't watch the news. And honestly, I wouldn't work at that job. If you are panicking about what to say, or you feel like you have to lie and you can't be yourself at that job, you're not going to be happy there. But what they do is, rather than, and this shouldn't be happening during any interview, but what they'll do is, rather than asking a Republican or Democrat, they'll ask you, you know, what changes have you made to protect the climate when you are doing this line of work? And if you go say, what? What are you talking about? They're probably not going to hire you. If you say, well, I always find the recycling bins. I always, you know, I try to hold in my farts. They may hire you. So I always teach people, whether it's a medical student, whether it's, you know, because some people will just go off, you know, on one political tangent. I'm like, you don't know who your audience is. You have a lot of individuals who are worried that they are going to have somebody put politics over patient's health. And you saw doctors say, I'm not going to take care of you if you don't get the COVID vaccine. And I had to sit there and, you know, and people got panicked going, are you telling me that if I smoke, a doctor's not going to take care of me? If I have sex without a condom, the doctor's not going to take care of me because they disagree? You know, if I'm black and I'm at higher risk of heart disease and diabetes, they're not going to take care of me? No, we doctors take care. We take an oath. No biases allowed. And we take care of everybody to the best of our ability. We love all our patients. We take care of all our patients. But you start having people say, well, I'm going to discriminate against you because you didn't get the COVID shot. You know how many people in Alabama and Mississippi who were black did not get the COVID vaccine because they were fearful that their demographic was not represented appropriately in the safety trials of the drug? So, yeah, you're basically saying you're not going to take care of black people. And those, you got to be really, you know, so doctors need to be very, very careful. But you have people that put politics first. It's their religion. So you need to then, if you are going to be working at a place, and you need to come up with answers and be prepared if you're getting the feeling that they're going to be asking you, where are you with Roe v. Wade? Where are you with climate change? But they're going to do it more subtly. So me, even though I think they are abusing the topic of climate change for money, trying to fund liberal companies, etc. I did work for the EPA, and I do love our environment, and I do love our planet, and I think there are things we could do to protect our planet. And so my answer to that is, you know, there's a lot of things, sadly, that can promote pollution. I think we could have better recycling efforts, and so I always try to, when I start a job, always try to identify where the recycling bins are, because I definitely don't want to not recycle. I want to put things where. I try to avoid the use of plastics, if I can. It's also not very healthy. And I'll tell them, I work for the EPA, and if I could, you know, minimize my use of paper, I try to do that as well to help save the trees. But I, you know, I do understand that, you know, it has gotten very political, and I think there's a lot of things we could do to protect the planet, but I also think there has to be a lot of research in a lot of the things we might think we're doing to help the planet that could actually be hurting them, like some of the chemicals we're using, and et cetera. And so I kind of show both sides. Same thing with the abortion issue. I really think it should be between a person and their doctor. Keep everybody else out of it. And, you know, they might be like, well, is that Republican or Democrat? If they're going to fixate on that, again, that's not the right employer for you to be with, especially if your job doesn't have anything to do with abortion. If they want to know outright, what do you feel about Trump and the January 6th? You know, what do you say for that? So one answer you could say is what that shows. The one thing that I think was scary about what happened with January 6th is it showed how divided the country is, that you are never going to have people happy. You know, people weren't happy. People were saying Trump was not my president. Then they were saying Biden was not my president. Yeah, and it shows that I don't think everybody is going to agree. And the idea of everybody being on the same page is not a reality. And we have to learn, you know, to, you know, work with other people. We're going to have clients who feel one way politically or not. We have to put, you know, the employees, their safety, the job first. And I know how to focus on the job and not focus on the political rhetoric from either side, so I could still stay true to what I need to do here, despite everything else going on. Now, they might not like that answer, but at least you gave a positive answer saying you're putting the job first. Yeah, it's going to be tricky. I wish I could have better answers for you. You should not be asked about politics. But, yep. Yeah, patients were trying to figure out if I was going to vote for Obama or McCain. They just asked outright. And I said, well, this is what I like about Obama's campaign. This is what I like about McCain's campaign. So I have to admit, you know, I'm not very political because as a doctor, you have to understand all sides. And you do seem to understand that there's good in both sides and there's also bad in both sides. But I am really nervous about what's going to happen with healthcare. And my fear is no matter who wins, there might be ramifications of it no matter whose plan goes into play. Again, that might not be the best answer, but I didn't lose the patient. And it was honest. You could be honest. Now, let's say you really, really, really do support Biden and you really, really support Trump and you want your employer to know that and no qualms about it, then go ahead. You have every right to do that. This is a beautiful country where we get to be Republican, Democrat, Green Party, Independent. You know, but if you feel like you're going to lose a job because it is going to be not, they're not going to think alike as you do, and they're trying to test you out, you need to keep in mind that you know, if you hide it from the interview when you get in, you're going to have to hide it when you work there. Now, the average person who works in Hollywood has to hide it. There's, you know, everybody thinks so in Hollywood, they're preaching to the choir because nobody's saying I disagree with you because they don't want to lose their job. But that's going to take you to decide what you want to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.